Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park with a sheet full of your questions, so let's get to work. The first question comes from Spencer. The win over the Browns was sloppy. It was definitely a slow start for us, I think. It might be a blessing in disguise, like a gut punch going into the bye week. Your thoughts? I don't agree with you, Spencer. You never apologize for winning in the NFL, no matter how you win. But with that being said, I don't think it was a sloppy win for the Vikings. I agree it was a slow start. Isaiah Crowell with a 26-yard touchdown run to start the game. Not the way you want to begin things when you're playing a winless team. But the Vikings rebounded very well. They closed the half with a nice drive for a field goal. They opened the second half with another field goal. We scored three offensive touchdowns, and our defense clamped down on the Browns' offense in the second half. I like the way the Vikings looked on the road in London, playing against the winless team. We're in good shape heading into the bye. Fani from India has the next question. I think the offense needs to be as disciplined and well-planned and prepared as the defense. Well, in fairness, let's point out, the Vikings might have the best defense in the NFL, and it's been that way for a few seasons now under Mike Zimmer. I think the Vikings offense is well-prepared every single week. Pat Shurmur is on a roll as a play caller right now. Wide open receivers all over the field for the most part. How about Adam Thielen's touchdown? He couldn't be any more wide open. That's the sign of some good play calling and good execution. So I like the way the Vikings offense is rolling right now. And remember, they're playing complementary football. The strength of this team is the defense. So the offense has to complement the defense by protecting the football, moving the chains, and putting up points. The Vikings scored on half of their possessions against the Browns in London. That's pretty good. Brandon has the next question. I've been very critical of Waynes, but he had himself a game yesterday, and if he'd play like that on a weekly basis, I'd stop complaining. Well, Brandon, stop complaining. Trey's playing well every single week for the Vikings. Remember, he gets more targets than most corners get because no one is throwing at Xavier Rhodes, so everyone is going over to Trey Waynes. Trey, 7 pass breakups, 3 against the Browns. He's got 2 picks, including a good one against the Green Bay Packers that basically ended the game. And Trey is Pro Football Focus's top-rated corner against the run. And that matters because we all complained about the run defense last year, and Trey Waynes is pulling his weight in the run game as well. I love the way 26 looks going into the second part of the season. Robert has the next question. How good was the drive at the end of the first half? 40 seconds to go from our own 25 to the 15 of the Browns. That's right, 6 plays, 62 yards and 40 seconds. Good job by Case Keenum, Pat Shurmur, and the pass catchers as the Vikings marched down the field. That was a big score for the Vikings. They just gave up a touchdown to DeShone Kizer on a quarterback sneak. They bounced back right away, got a field goal, and then Danielle Hunter helped us get another field goal to basically neutralize that Browns touchdown from late in the first half. Really good sudden change effort from the Vikings offense. Nate asks, do you see a quarterback switch when we get back from the week off? Well, I respect the process way too much to wager a guess on that. That's going to be up to Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. The good news is it looks like Teddy is getting back to being healthy. Sam Bradford is working his way there. And in the meantime, all Case Keenum has done is help us go 6-2 and stabilize the position. So the Vikings are in good shape at quarterback, no matter who they play against the Washington Redskins. Now, it's probably going to be Case Keenum. The guy keeps winning games, and it's hard to take someone out of the game when they've helped you win 4 consecutive games, which the Vikings have done in the last month. The final question comes from Savannah. Are we a playoff team, seeing how we are in an okay place right now? We're in a great place right now. We're 6-2, the 2 seed in the NFC, and number 1 in the NFC North. Now, we're only halfway through, lots of football to be played. But yeah, we're a playoff team. I think what Savannah is asking, though, is are we a playoff caliber team? Yes, we're the type of team that can win in the playoffs because we are very hard to beat with our defense, and we're really good at home. So you win your division, you get a home game, you're in really good shape. Now, we just put the cart before the horse. There's a long way to go. The Vikings still have to win a bunch of regular season games before they can worry about the playoffs. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back again next week, so please submit your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Also, stay tuned to Vikings.com this week. There is no game, but we have coverage from last week's game. It was a victory over the Browns, and in that game, Linval Joseph was wired for sound. So that's going to pop up on the website later this week. Make sure you check it out.